I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Yes, indeed, this week, we've got some interesting things. I'll warn you in advance, it's mostly geek culture-y things and security things. So stay tuned. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Also, we are proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. Yes. And, boy, do we have cool things to talk about. Not the least of which is our very first item on the Netcast. All the items, by the way, on the Netcast come from the blog. The blog, of course, is drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. Yes, not the scream, the screen. Yeah, just being clear. Okay, anyway. First item. I want you to check it out over here. These are robots. Little bitty tiny robots called Kilobots. Little play on words there. And it's from Harvard. Harvard University, they had these robots that will swarm and create images that have been pre-programmed. But the robots are not individually guided by humans. No, they are actually sensing how to find the place that they need to go. How cool is that? So I thought that was neat. So I posted the YouTube video on the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv blog, and therefore you can go check it out. Now the next item. Windows Threshold. Mary Jo Foley with ZDNet reported this week that Windows Threshold preview is coming. Yes, you might say, what's a Windows Threshold? Are we on the threshold of Armageddon with Microsoft? Well, anyway, no, Windows Threshold is the new version of Windows that will be coming out. Now you might say, well, Dr. Bill, Windows 7 came out and replaced XP. Windows 8 replaced Windows 7. And then Windows 8.1 came along. And now we're going to... Threshold. Which some are saying will probably be called Windows 9. Yes. Well, we don't know what it's going to be called. But we do know that once again, they're promising we will have a start button and a menu. Yeah. We'll see, won't we? Anyway, they have a screen that looks like this, which is very Windows 8-ish looking, except that they do show an actual menu system. So perhaps, just perhaps, it might be actually useful. One can never know. All right, this next item. This is where we get over into geek culture. Actually, the robots were also geek culture, but this one is really geek culture because there have been many people taking the ALS Association's Ice Bucket Challenge. Now, before you get the idea that people are, you know, like bobbing for apples in an ice bucket, which would also be interesting to see on YouTube, I must admit. But anyway, now there's going to be tons of YouTube videos with people bobbing for apples with ice. Not me. It'll get my beer all frozen. Looks snowy enough as it is. Anyway, the point is that the Ice Bucket Challenge, the idea is that someone challenges you, and within 24 hours of the challenge, you have to respond by either contributing to ALS Foundation to seek the cure for Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, which is a worthy cause, or you can douse your head with a bucket of ice water. So, Bill Gates was challenged. Now, I must say, here's the thing about Bill Gates. As you all know, he is the evil overlord that created Microsoft. I'm kidding. Anyway, he's also, interestingly enough, only a month older than I am. That's upsetting. He was born October the 28th. This is August as I record this. No. October the 28th, 1955. I was born November the 30th, 1955. So there you go. He's a month older, roughly. Now, you might say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, check it out. He's getting doused with water over and over again in my video clip. Just because, why not? I like the fact that Bill Gates is getting iced with ice water. Give me a break. No threat to Bill Gates was intended. Okay? It's a figure of speech to portray funny, crazy oddness that I like to do. Okay? You got to be clear these days. In these politically correct days, you have to be very clear. So anyway, Bill Gates getting doused with water. Who doesn't love that? But on the more serious front, the ALS Association Ice Bucket Challenge has raised $9.5 million so far. That's pretty cool. No pun intended. Okay, anyway. The next item. There was a lot of talk this week about war kittens. Now, as you see the spelling there on the screen, it is spelled kitte. It is an internetism. Okay? Calling kitties kitte. Okay? So, also, in the world of the internet and geek culturization, there is something called war driving. It's kind of a thing that hackers do. They drive down the streets of neighborhoods with their laptop, and they find open Wi-Fi channels. Yes, so you should secure your Wi-Fi. Really? And please use WPA2 so that it's actually really secured. At least better than, let's say, OWEP, which can be broken in less than 30 seconds by anyone. Anyway, point is, war driving is where you drive down the road and you look for open Wi-Fi connections so that you can attach to them and do malicious things. If you are evil. Which, of course, I am not. Evil. So, behave yourselves out there. But, war driving is a thing. So, somebody at DEF CON, which was just a week or so ago, they started talking about putting a Wi-Fi recording thing on a cat's collar and sending the kitten out to war drive, so to speak. And so, you have war kittens. That became a thing this week. There were tons and tons of articles on war kittens. So, this particular article that I posted on the blog is about Coco the cat, which can hack your Wi-Fi network. Not really. They can find it. But the kitty is not going to hack your Wi-Fi. You know. Now, kitties have all kinds of amazing powers. Maybe they can hack the Wi-Fi without, you know, a laptop. I don't know. But anyway, I personally have a kitty. And her name is Tiger. And I have a picture here of Tiger. I took a picture with my Canon camera this morning. She likes to lay on the back of the couch. And so this picture was taken of her on the back of the couch. Now in the picture I say, my kitty Tiger is more of a peace kitty rather than a war kitty, okay? Note the tongue as she mocks me. She's sticking just the tip of her tongue out to mock me as I take her picture. She's a very sweet kitty. And she's tons of fun just to watch. But she's not going out traveling the neighborhood, you know, war driving or war walking or whatever you would call it. But she's a fun kitty. So, had to post the picture of her with the article. Oh, and there's also a little tiny inset picture here in the article on drbill.tv, drbill.tv. Go there and you can see this picture where the kitty is laying on the keyboard of the MacBook Pro and says, "I is protecting your metadata." And it says, "Class War Kitty defends against NSA." Because, you know, the NSA is actually tracking everything you do and storing all your emails forever. Matter of fact, I just read an article recently that said that their storage of all these emails is up in the yottabyte range. That's this many zeros. Whoa. That's how many gigabytes of data, yes, that there are in a yottabyte. Anyway, whoa. Yes, the Geek Software of the Week drum roll is telling us that it's time for the Geek Software of the Week. And since this week we're talking geek culture and security and war kittens, I thought it would be appropriate to have a Geek Software of the Week that applies to such things. This is the software you can put on your notebook and go out and war drive. Not that I'm saying you should. Okay. But you know, it's a sport among hackers. And so this is the kind of software you would need to use. This is Wi-Fi Channel Monitor. I had a little bug go flying by. I was like, what? That was annoying. Anyway, so it says here, Wi-Fi Channel Monitor is a utility for Windows that captures Wi-Fi traffic on the channel you choose using Microsoft Network Monitor Capture Driver in monitor mode and displays extensive information about access ports and the Wi-Fi clients connected to them. Whoa! Including a list of SSIDs. That would be ports, and it would show you whether or not they are open. Whoa. So, a little thing there for you. Now, on a slightly more serious note, as you probably know, Robin Williams committed suicide this past week, and it was a very sad thing. A lot of us were very touched by the tribute videos that have been put out there about Robin Williams. One of the most touching and I think appropriate videos I have posted there on the blog. It is just entitled Robin Williams Tribute, and I encourage you to watch it. It's actually quite good. But I mention all that because World of Warcraft producers, Blizzard Software, have suggested that they're going to include Robin Williams as a non-playable character in World of Warcraft, which again is another tribute. They tweeted this week to Robin Williams' account, "Thank you, you gave us so much joy in our lives, and we hope you enjoyed your time in our world. We'll see you in-game." So they're hinting here that they're planning to put Robin Williams as a non-playable character in the World of Warcraft universe, which is pretty cool. One of the many tributes to Robin Williams this week. I also saw one that I thought was interesting and well-crafted, and that is an individual who personally had problems or is having problems with depression, and he talked about all of his friends trying to help him with depression and what they were saying to him that he did not find useful to him, although he appreciated their efforts. And then he went on to say what he would find appropriate and encouraging from friends to someone who had depression. And so that was also a really interesting video that I saw. You can probably go out there and find basically a word on depression from this individual's posted on YouTube. But it does bring to mind the importance of people dealing properly with mental conditions and how mental conditions can then in turn cause great sadness and tragedy, as it did in Robin Williams' life. He committed suicide because of his fighting depression, but also because he had learned he had Parkinson's disease. And dealing with these kinds of things is very difficult, and I don't want to make light of that in any way. And I would encourage you to use this opportunity to, if you're having problems of that nature, seek help. Look to your pastor, look to your church, look to other mental health professionals that might be able to help you. And don't just sit there and, you know, withdraw and become, get into a dark place. And so I wanted to share that very seriously to you. But I also want to recommend a movie that is underappreciated by a lot of people that Robin Williams did. I've seen Good Morning Vietnam. I've seen all these different movies referenced in the tributes to him. Hook, lots of different movies. But I am not seeing one that I personally found to be an amazing movie, both in terms of its subject matter and in terms of Robin Williams acting in the movie, and that is Bicentennial Man. Now, it's not on Netflix. It's not on Amazon. I can't find it anywhere, but it is out there on DVD, and I don't know if it's on Blu-ray or not because it's a 1999 movie. But check it out if you have not seen Bicentennial Man. It's based on Isaac Asimov's story by the same name, Bicentennial Man, that he wrote in 1976, The Bicentennial of Our Nation. And he wrote it in his robot universe. And this movie, while not precisely matching the book that he wrote, the novella, I guess it would be, that Isaac Asimov wrote, excellent movie, particularly if you are interested in robotics, science, technology. You need to see that movie, okay? So check it out if you have a chance, wherever you can find it. Maybe you have it, maybe you can find it in a DVD store, because it's hard to find anywhere else, all right? Bicentennial Man with Robin Williams. One of my favorite movies, but very much underappreciated. And even the rating that I've seen, you know, the Rotten Tomato rating and all these different ratings that movies get these days, is much lower than I think it really should be. It's really a great movie. So if you have an opportunity, check it out. And we appreciate all the joy and the laughter that Robin Williams gave us through the years. So, hope you enjoyed the show this week. Remember until next time that the doctor is out of here. Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.